Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 5 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is What You Need to Know. Victor Shepherd once said, "Hope, from the biblical perspective, is a future certainty grounded in a present reality." Today's text is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 through 23. "I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 through 23 contain Paul's powerful prayer for the believers in Ephesus. He had a genuine concern for God's people to live a victorious life, as he understood that belief impacts behavior. So, Paul prayed that every believer would know three essential things. First, Paul prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 17. Paul was simply praying for believers to know God better. Why is this important? Richard Cokin answers this question: because God is so unutterably captivating in his gracious holiness that knowing him will be our supreme blessing for eternity. The greatest blessing that anyone can experience is to know God and to know him better every day. Not only do we need to know God better, but we need to know the hope of God's calling on our lives. In verse 18, Paul prayed, "Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you." Cokin gives great insight into this calling. God knows that the way we see in this world, what we value and desire and fear and avoid, is not just a rational decision based upon information neutrally observed. Our perspectives depend upon our values, which are shaped by the affections of our hearts. The word heart is used in the Bible not to describe the organ pumping blood around our limbs, but the center of our physical and spiritual being, combining our intellectual understanding and our personal affections. So Paul prays that the eyes of their hearts will be enlightened by God to love the things that God loves, so that these Christians will see the world the way God does, which is the way it really is. It is vital to understand that so often in our Christian lives, God doesn't want to alter the circumstances of our lives, but to alter the way that we see those circumstances by changing our hearts. For example, the apostle is suffering in prison, but we don't hear him asking for prayer to be released, but for courage to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, Ephesians 6, 19 through 20. Those around him who do not know God or understand the gospel might see him as a defeated preacher, trapped in the misery of a Roman dungeon. But with the eyes of his heart enlightened by the eternal plans of God, Paul sees himself as a dignified ambassador of Christ, gathering others under the rule of Christ with a wonderful opportunity to evangelize his fellow prisoners and guards, and so to demonstrate in the heavenly realms that Christ is enthroned in victory over his enemies. That is quite a shift in perspective. We need God to open the eyes of our hearts so that we can see things from His perspective. We desperately need to know the hope of His calling. When that happens, we are infused with a stronger desire to fulfill His purpose. Paul closes out his prayer with a focus on knowing God's power, Ephesians 1:19-23. God's power is unparalleled and already demonstrated. We know He has the power to raise us because He's already raised Jesus from the dead. We also know that God fills us with His incredible power. So pray this prayer for yourself and others. Ask God to help you understand what we all need to know. First, know Him better. Second, know why He called you and what He has called you to. And third, know that God will fill you with His power to accomplish His purpose in your life. When you know all of that, you can live with a confident hope in God. Here are some questions for you to consider today. How can a deepening knowledge of God, His calling, and His power impact your prayer life? Is there anything you can take away from today's devotion and start applying in your prayers? The word knowledge in verse 17 means a full discernment or a perception recognition. What could full discernment or a perceptive recognition of God look like in your relationship with Him? Paul uses a different word for know in verse 18. It is the Greek word oida, which means to see with physical eyes. It can also mean to mentally see. God wants you to mentally see the hope of His calling. How can you envision that God has called you to, and how does this mentality give you hope? Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.